Dowdy Sisters. They,
You want a mic?
Yeah. They sing a lot of inspirational songs, I think, to be so young as they are.
Amen! Bless the Lord.
Good to be here this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all just bear with me here.
I agree with that, as far as I'm saying. Best church in Marion County right
Amen.
Here,
brother. Amen.
Bless them all.
Chicken noodle soup.
Yeah.
Chicken noodle soup.
I wasn't expecting this many people to be here. I want to thank the Lord for for the crowd we have today, and I didn't say a crowd for a little country church. It's a lot of people, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to thank the Lord especially for Brother Jason back there, bless his heart, coming and getting our recording system up, getting it going. And I know he's got to take care of his dad, and he does a good job of that. And now he's making sure, you know, that we get the services online. I'm thankful for every bit of that.
Amen.
And what a blessing. Amen. It's just a blessing to look around and see the blessing of God. Amen.
Yeah,
see Sarah back there. And Patrick, I didn't even see she was even here. Amen. But, you know, we've got a bigger crowd than I was expecting already. And I thank the Lord for it. Good job singing. I mean, boy, it's good to be saved. It's good to be in the bunch that's leaving out. Amen.
Amen.
The way things is looking, I don't believe it's going to be too long. In the Sunday school class, we was talking about wish we had a watch that told us how long we had till the Lord come back. We don't have a watch, but we do have the Holy Spirit within us.
Amen.
That same Holy Spirit's what leaped in the womb of Elizabeth. That was John the Baptist, got filled with the Holy Spirit. And he knew Jesus was getting pretty close. She said, as soon as the babe in me saw you, it leaped in my womb. And I'll tell you right now, that Holy Spirit in us, it's kind of telling me it ain't going to be long. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm looking forward to getting out. I can't sing a lick, but I'm going to sing real good up there.
Amen.
And you know what? This year I'll be saved 33 years up there. I'll be saved forever. And down here I'm saved forever, but down here I ain't going to be forever. One good verse that I remember is in Hebrews chapter 13. And it says, down here we got no continuing city, but we seek one to come. They build cities down here all the time, and then they burn them down and build them again. But praise God, up there they don't burn them down, they don't tear them down. And up there, praise God, they got half a lick of sense. Everybody does like they know they do. And there ain't no bunch of rebels and bunch of revolution and revolt and all that stuff going on. Everybody's happy up there, Brother Ed.
That's right.
Ain't got no problems up there. I'm looking forward to getting up there. Hallelujah. I do appreciate Brother Jason being here. I really appreciate that.
Amen.
And I know he put forth great effort. He's about the best there is on that recording system. I'm glad to see him. Me and Brother Ed, we do the best we can. I'll tell you right now, we just can't do what he can do. I'm glad to see him here. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Hallelujah. Now, I see we're fixing to start a new year out here. And we're teaching in Revelations right now. We just finished Revelations chapter 4 this morning. And I don't know that we'll even get through the book of Revelations before the Lord shows up.
Amen.
But I like, you know what? I like thinking those kind of thoughts.
Amen.
I know it's nearer than when I believed.
Yeah.
I know it's coming back. And it's coming back for me. Let me give you an illustration. You ever been at Walmart? And you bought something, get to talking to someone and forgot it and drove home without it. When you got home, Mitchell, you realized you forgot something you paid for. You went back and got it, didn't you?
Amen.
Reason you went back and got it because it belonged to you. You paid for it, got a receipt.
Amen.
Well, I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price, with the precious blood of the Lamb. He bought me. He owns me. I'm not my own no more. And He's coming back for me. And if you're saved, He's coming back for you. He's coming back for His church. Amen. Hallelujah. I hear Brother James back there. He's already back there shouting. Amen. Okay, we're going to go to Luke chapter number 7. And a lot of you, probably not like me, I've took it on myself to read my Bible through again this year. I've just finished two books. I'm in Leviticus right now. Been read Genesis and Exodus, and we're in Leviticus right now. But I'm going to read the whole chapter of Luke chapter 7. And I'm preaching an expository message today, which means after I read this whole chapter, I'm going to be expounding upon the verses that I'm going to read. So we're going to read the whole chapter of Luke chapter 7. It says, now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, He sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loveth our nation and have built for us a synagogue. And Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say to one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned him about, and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent returning to the house found the servant whole that had been sick. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the briar, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. And there came fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, that God hath visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the regions round about. And the disciples of John showed him all these things. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And the men were come unto him, and they said, John Baptist hath sent us unto thee, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answering said unto them, go your way and tell John what things you have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John. What went you out into the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously appareled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it's written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he that's least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John. It's a key verse right here. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. And the Lord said, whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, we have piped unto you, we have not, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and you've not wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and ye say he hath a devil. The Son of Man is come eating and drinking, and ye say, behold, a gluttonous man, a winebibber, and a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of all her children. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus... Whew, boy, this is some pretty holy right here.
Amen.
I'm telling you, that's all I can do, keep them crying.
Bless him, Lord.
And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner.
Bless him.
Woo. Oh, I tell you.
Amen.
You're talking about holy ground.
Amen.
When she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought in an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping.
Yeah.
And began to wash his feet with tears.
Lord.
And did wipe them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore, which of them will love him the most? And Simon answered and said, I suppose that he whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gave me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with her tears,
yeah,
and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman since the time that I came have not ceased to kiss my feet, my head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loveth much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said unto the woman, thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. I read the whole chapter of John chapter 7. And I'm preaching today on where Jesus found faith. I got to put my glass on and see what the title of the message. Where Jesus found faith. And I want to go to God in prayer. Pray with me, please. Father, we thank you for the portion of Scripture that we just read. Woo! Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, what a Savior. Thank you, Lord. Such contradiction of sinners against yourself. And yet, Lord, your love still poured out. Lord, your mercies, Lord, failed not. Your compassions were new every morning. Thank you, Lord, for what we've just read and heard. Lord, with our own ears, Lord, what sacred scriptures these are. Lord, we ask your blessings here today. Help us, Lord, today, Father. Lord, we just pray for a heavenly visit today upon our heart. Lord, may we, I pray, with the Holy Spirit's help, may we worship you here today. Lord, in spirit and truth, may we give you glory here today. May we not be ashamed, Lord, to raise up a hand. May we not be ashamed to say amen. May we, I pray, be quick to give glory and honor to you. For our desire is to do that. And in Jesus' name we ask, amen.
Amen.
I'm preaching today where Jesus found faith. And the Bible mentioned in Luke chapter 18, verse number 8, when the Son of Man returns, shall he find faith on the earth? And let me tell you, the Lord looks for faith, and without faith you cannot please him. Amen. But let me say this about faith.
Amen.
Faith will cause you to stand. Fear will cause you to run.
Yeah.
Faith will cause you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And fear will cause you to hide. And you know what? I want to be inclined unto faith. And there are times that all of us... I mean, I woke up this morning, 3:30. No lights. No power. I'm feeling my way through the house. I'm trying to remember where everything is, Brother Ed. What I'm looking for, I've got this light that I put on my head, a little headlamp my son bought me. I'm trying to find it, sir. I get that thing on there, and then next thing I do is I go to the door and get outside the house. I look, see if anybody else got any lights on. I realize it ain't just us. Everybody, we're all in power outage, you know what I mean?
That's right.
But, sir, I'm sitting there, I tell my wife, I said, honey, if you don't care, call. Maybe they turn it on. She called, got it recording. She never did get a real person. I mean, it's 3:30 in the morning. But somehow or another, even with a recording, she got power back on, Tammy. Hallelujah. I got my praying done. I got my Bible reading done. And you know, I hadn't shaved. I'm sitting there, first thing I thought of, boy, wish I'd shave if I went to bed. I done about a 3-day beard over there, you know. I done got lazy since I got retired, if you know what I mean. But I like to be as clean shaved as I can. I like to shave the morning before I come to church. I'm sitting there thinking, boy, wish I'd shave if I went to bed. You know what I'm talking about? I woke up, no lights. You know what I feared? I feared Sarah having to come here this morning looking like that. And say, I'm sorry, I'm going to be here no matter what. And I'm going to my Father's house.
That's right.
And I'm going to look the best I can.
Amen.
And you know what? I got all my praying done. I got all my reading of my Bible done. Got my Sunday school lesson studied. I got my lesson. Matter of fact, I wasn't even going to preach on that. I actually was going to preach something different. This morning, Lord stirred me in this direction. I want to go in the direction He stirred me in. But anyway, I'm getting ready now. Jerry, I done got my shower. I done shaved. And I go in there and my wife says, if you don't care, get me some of them speckled butter beans we put on last night in the crock pot. I'm getting where I'm a pretty good cook. She said, give me some of that cabbage. We put them onions and peppers and all that stuff in there, Star. You know what I mean? It smelled good. I did eat a little bit of it, but I have to admit, she says it's good for her, the cabbages. So anyway, I'm trying to help her. This morning, she said, if you don't care, she said, fix me some scrambled eggs. Here's what she told me, Sarah. She said, scramble them in a bowl, put butter in a skillet, put it on medium, and pour them in there, and just kind of lightly stir until they get just partially done. Put them on a plate, bring me some toast. It looks so good, I made me some.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
I ate 4 eggs and 4 pieces. Well, 2 pieces of toast. Oh, it's 4 pieces of toast. Sure enough. Because I remember I loaded the toaster all 4 or 6, and I ate 4 pieces of toast. I'm going to be fatter than a town dog once I'm sitting there. But anyway, we had power. I fixed the breakfast, brought a speckled butter bean, Brother Ed. I brought a cooked cabbage, and I'm back there trying to hurry up and get ready.
Yeah.
I done got everything done. Yeah. I got my pants on, got my shoes on, got my shirt on. I'm reaching up for a tie, and the power goes out. I go get, I mean, there's a little bit of light coming into the windows.
Right. Amen.
So I go get me my headlamp. I find me a tie and I go in the bathroom and I'm shining this light in the mirror. Sir, and it's blinding me. I'm trying to get one that hit me in the eye and I get my tie on. I don't know how sweaty it is, but I got it on. And all I had to do is just put my coat on, button it up, but I headed out the door. And like I said, the fear I had was that I would be here this morning looking like I did before I took a shower and shaved this morning. I didn't have a problem being here like that. I just didn't want to be here like that. But anyway, the Lord don't care what you look like. He don't care what you smell like. Now that man that judged this woman, he might have been right. I don't know.
Amen.
But you notice Jesus didn't have a problem with that.
No.
But you know what? Without faith, you can't please God. And let me sum this up real quick. Got 5 points. He found great faith at the centurion's house. And you know this centurion here, he's got a love for God. And he's got regard for God. He said, I didn't come to you unworthy. And I don't want you to come under the shadow of my roof. I'm not worthy. But I've got a servant that's sick. And I just want you to speak a word.
That's right.
Now, Brother Ed, that man went over your head. But he had enough faith to believe that all Jesus had to do.
Amen.
He said, you don't have to lay hands on him.
Uh-uh.
You don't have to call down fire from heaven. He just said, Phyllis, he said, all I want you to do is just speak a word.
That's right.
That's all it took.
Amen.
They brought that news back, and that servant was healed before they even got back to the house.
Yeah.
See, that's a great faith. That's the kind of faith that God honors. Great faith. Uh-huh. You know, lots of times Jesus would say, you believe I'm able to do this? One man said, yeah, Lord, but help my unbelief.
Yeah.
My pastor preaching almost loud one time. He said, Bishop, well, I know how to help somebody's unbelief. He said, just cast that devil out of his son. He said, how's that for unbelief?
Right.
He said, that'd help anybody's unbelief. But the Lord always looks for faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. It don't have to be in great proportion. Just the size of a mustard seed,
right.
He will honor it.
Yeah.
But I do believe we're lacking a little in the category of faith. I do believe that.
Yes.
Now, I've been at death's door before, and I didn't know it was going to be, but I've been at death's door before, and I was surprised, because I've never been there before, Mitchell.
Right.
I was surprised at the peace I had.
Right.
I was surprised at how I even felt about dying. Because
right.
I went down to Bowling Green to get some tests run. They put me in that tomb in there, you know, going to do an MRI or whatever it is, you know.
Yeah,
and I'm in there, and I ain't kidding, I didn't have enough room to breathe, much less anything else.
Right.
And she's got me all wired up, Phyllis. And she comes out, I thought I wanted to hear Christian music in there. She said, you want to hear music while in? I said, no. I said, you wouldn't have no music, I'd be interested. And she said, well, what God do you want to hear? I said, ma'am, I don't listen to anything but Christian music. She said, I'll fix you right up. And she sure did. I'm in there and I'm listening to good Christian music back there, Jane. Man, I have to admit, I'm feeling pretty good about this.
Right.
But she's got all these wires on me.
Right.
And she said, Mr. Wade, she interrupted my music there. And she said, Mr. Wade, are you all right? And I said, no, I'm having a little trouble getting my breath. You don't do too good if you can't breathe. You know what I mean?
That's right.
And I was getting a little short on breath.
Yeah.
She said, you want me to bring you out for a minute? I said, yeah, you might ought to, Landon. And she brought me out of that tomb. I was glad to get out of it.
That's right.
Here's what's so funny. After this ordeal, she said, we've got an open MRI over here. You want to go? I said, thank you. I read my Bible while I was doing it on that one. I mean, I don't know why she didn't say, you want to open or close MRI? She shoved me in there. And I mean, man, my chest is touching the top of this thing.
Right.
And I'm trying to breathe. And you know what? I'm trying to make the best of it, but they had an open MRI all the time. I mean, after this ordeal, she said, we've got an open MRI. Would you like to go in? I said, yeah, I wish you'd mentioned to begin with. Anyway, she brings me out, and I'm having trouble getting my breath. I'm real short breath. I'm trying to get my breath, and I can't get it. I can't figure it out. She says, she's really good, too, young nurse. She said, are you by yourself, or do you have someone with you? And I said, I got my wife with me. She said, you think I might ought to go get her? I said, yeah, you might ought to go get her. She goes and gets my wife. My wife comes in and looks at me. She says, he ain't doing no good. You better call a doctor. So they call the doctor.
Amen.
Tammy, here comes the doctor in there. He looks at me. He says, He ain't doing no good. Better call 911. So much for the doctor. You know what I mean? He said, he ain't doing no good. Better call 911. Well, I'm convinced.
That's bad.
But this has kind of got out of hand here.
Right.
I'm thinking, I might just die today. So I'm already thinking about dying.
Right. Yes.
Well, the ambulance shows up, and these guys are all over me. I mean, they're putting things on me. They're rigging me up for the worst, you know. And this nurse is standing beside my bed, and I felt like saying this. Here's what I said to Sarah. She's somewhat of a nurse, but anyway, this nurse, she's standing there. She looked like a leaf in an autumn wind. She's shaking, and I told her, I said, I don't want you to leave my bedside. I said, have you ever seen a Christian die? She's speechless. She didn't grunt. She didn't move. She's just standing there shaking. I said, don't leave my bedside. I said, I want to show you what a difference Jesus. I mean, it's like being on a roller coaster ride. It's not like you can get off.
Amen.
So, I mean, you got to ride it down.
Right.
And I was okay with it. If the Lord wanted me to die, I was okay with it.
Yes.
Hey, you know what? I done made peace with God. I was okay. That's good to go. You know what I mean?
Right.
Anyway, Brother Ed, I'm sitting there. And she's standing there and she's shaking, and I start quoting Psalms 23. And I done got down, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me, the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And you know what? This girl, she's still standing beside me. She's shaking. And these guys are working on me. And I can't get my breath. I'm just about gone. I mean, just every now and then. And my wife jumps up, Tammy, and she comes over there and puts a finger in my face, looking like a double-barrel shotgun. And she said, your granddaughter's going to have a birthday this Saturday, and you need to be there. And she said that, Sarah, whatever had a hold of me left the room. Two paramedics jumped back, too. I started breathing.
Amen.
And I started taking that stuff off, Sarah. They said, you can't do that. I said, I just did it. I'm just pulling it off, you know, the mask and all that. They put the oxygen on me and everything. They said, you have to sign a waiver. I said, I will. I signed that waiver. I drove us home.
That's right.
Man, that's 30 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I found out something about death that I didn't know beforehand. Star, I found out death ain't no big deal.
No.
I wasn't in fear. I didn't know that there was a possibility I was going to die that day till that come upon me. But I was okay with it. If that's the way it was going to go, it wasn't no big deal. I was surprised at the peace I had. I was surprised at how comforted I was. I wasn't screaming bloody murder. I wasn't saying somebody do something. A friend of mine, Brother Jimmy Hood, he's a street preacher up in Ohio. Well, you got to meet Jimmy. He done great work his life. He done gone. But anyway, he went to the doctor to have heart surgery. Brother Jerry, he went there and he told that doctor, he said, don't worry about me. I'm good to go. And Jimmy's telling this. He said, they was working on me, and he said, next thing I knew, he said, it felt like a piano set in on my chest. He said, I'm screaming bloody murder. Somebody do something! Somebody do something! And he said that, not me. And you know what? It wasn't that way for me. I was okay.
Amen.
I was good.
Ready to go.
Matter of fact, I kind of like having a loaf, didn't it? Tell somebody hold on my wife over there. I felt like I almost got a foot in heaven, amen. My Sunday school lesson this morning was about heaven.
Yeah.
And one of these, I'm going to heaven. I'm on my way right now.
Right.
But when I get there, I can't wait to see all the things that I didn't know much about that I'll know more about when I get there. You know what I mean?
That's
but he
right.
found, Brother Ed, he found great faith at this centurion's house.
Yes.
Great faith. And would to God he could find great faith in our house. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, this pandemic that we got going on right now, I wish we had a pandemic of faith going on in our country right now. It's taking its toll on churches. It's taking its toll on people of faith, people that love the Lord. And listen, faith is essential. You're not going to get too far without it. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, hey, by grace I'm saved through faith. That not of myself, it's a gift of God. not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. And I want you to know it was faith that got any wage saved. And the blood of Jesus was applied through faith in His blood. I'm redeemed through faith in His blood. I'm justified through faith in His blood. I'm going to heaven one day, come hell or high water. I want you to know I'm more than a conqueror through faith, glory to God. I'm telling you right now, bring it on. Amen.
Come
on.
He found great faith at the centurion's house. And he found dying faith right after that centurion's house. You know, they've done given up. I mean, all hope's gone. They had tried everything that they had available, and they're heading to the grave to bury her son. Did you notice it said she was a widow? In other words, this boy is all she's got, Mitchell.
Right.
It's her only son.
That's right.
She's a widow. That means her husband's done died. Here she is, and all she can do is weep. I wish Brenda was here this morning. I was going to throw her in on this. Well, Brenda, she can weep better than anybody ever seen. She said, I'm sorry, brother. I just cry about everybody. I said, come rub some of that on me, amen. But anyway, this mother of this boy, she's done give up on hope. She's done give up on all the help. They're carrying her boy to the grave to put him in the ground and to come up on Jesus, Star. You know what happened? They come up on Jesus. He had compassion.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, what a Savior, amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm telling you might have forgot it, so look down here at verse 11. It said, it came to pass that after that he went into a city called Nain, and many disciples went with him. Now when he was come nigh to the gate of the city, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, what? He had compassion on her. Brother Ed, he said, weep not. Now to her that might have sounded like a strange statement. You know why he told her, weep not, Brother Donnie? He said, I'm the resurrection. You know, they couldn't even have a funeral when Jesus was around.
Yeah.
In John chapter 11, Lazarus is dying. And you know why Jesus waited 4 days?
Yeah.
He said to the intent that you might believe, because the Jews believed that you could still get up from being dead up to 3 days. That's why Jesus said, he said, I'm glad for your sakes I wasn't here to intent you might believe. He waited 4 days on purpose.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to raise Lazarus from the dead. Well, they actually believed that he was dead.
Right.
Man, I was dead in trespass and sin.
Yeah.
He raised me up, amen.
Amen.
I may not look like it, but I'm alive. Amen. I'm right in the middle of an extreme makeover. I'm getting more like him every day, amen.
Amen.
But the Lord saw her, Carolyn, and he had compassion on her.
That's right.
And he come over, and he touched the briar, and they that bare him stood still, and he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise.
Yeah.
Boy, if he hadn't said, young man, he'll tell him what would happen, Brother Ed. But he was specific. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. You know, God's not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. And I'm glad he come by, because here he found dying faith. This mother, she's at the end of her rope. Her husband's done died. Now the only thing she's got is this boy, and he's died. And you know, they're heading to the grave. But thank God Jesus showed up, and this funeral turned into revival of joy and a reunion. And listen, he's bringing our dead with him when he returns. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14 through 18. I was thinking about driving up here this morning. I ain't seen my mom, my dad, and I don't know when. I ain't seen grandma, grandpa. I ain't seen aunts and uncles and cousins. Just I don't know when. But Brother Ed, I'm looking forward to seeing them, amen. I'm looking forward to joining back with them, Lord.
That's right.
Woo!
Thank you.
Man, I'm glad, praise God, that he brings dead things back to life. Hallelujah. Hey, he brought her faith back to life, Brother Ed. Hey, he went a little further. He found a smoldering faith. I mean, John Baptist, he's the greatest prophet that's ever been born. I mean, greatest. And listen, his faith has been challenged. He's in prison. And you know what? He got down and out. And you know what? We'll get down and out time to time. But as great a prophet as John the Baptist was, I want you to know, hey, Jesus sent a word to him.
Yeah.
Last Sunday I preached on Elijah. What are you doing here? That's kind of like what John the Baptist is. He's down and out. But Elijah was hiding. John's not hiding. John's inquiring. And sometimes we need our faith stirred up. Sometimes we need CPR in our faith. Amen. But listen, he got him stirred up. Glory to God. I burnt yesterday some brush at the farm. I called Brother Donnie. I said, what are you doing? I said, I'm getting ready to burn some brush. And he went down and started his brush pile. Listen, mine got off to a good start. And I knew what I was doing. Donnie, he's over. He never did get his going. But I got mine going. I was worried about it. And I called him. I said, don't light yours. He said, too late. I done lit it. But anyway, I already got down there. And I was having a stir every now and then to get them big logs I had in there burning. And every now and then our faith would get like that. Peter said, I thank you, Mick, brethren.
Yeah.
While I'm in this tabernacle to stir you up.
That's right.
By way of remembrance. Every now and then, Brother Ed, I need to remember.
Yes, Lord.
This ain't my home.
That's right.
Every now and then I need to remember where I'm going.
Right.
Every now and then I need to remember how close I am getting out of this nightmare.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
Man, to some people, sir, this is only heaven they'll ever know.
Yeah, that's right.
But to us, this is only hell we'll ever know.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to getting heaven.
Amen.
I got a little girl up there. She looked just like that little girl right there.
Oh,
the day she got killed in a car.
Amen.
She lived 17.
Amen.
1 week. And she had a car wreck. And you look so much like her. I have to admit, I'm greatly encouraged just to see you here this morning. Remind me of her. She used to sing a song. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is you. With all life's frustrations, I need you, and I know I do. 'Cause the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is you. The higher I soared in my dreams, the harder I fall. I used to remember that little girl singing that song.
Amen.
I thought I could hear that anytime I wanted to.
That's right.
I had no idea, Brother Ed, that God wanted her to sing that song up there. You know what I mean? A lot of us, we don't understand.
Amen.
But she loved the Lord. And she's down here singing. The Lord said, I'd like to hear her sing that up here. Amen.
Yeah.
We just don't understand sometimes that God's got something better in mind.
That's right.
Sometimes I think it's bad that we had to pick out a coffin in 1995. But you know what? When I get to heaven, then I'm going to realize it was something good. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, the part of being Christ far better. When we get up there, we'll understand a whole lot more of what we don't understand down here.
Right. That's right.
It'll make more sense up there. Somebody said, why did God take my little baby? I'll tell you why. It's getting bad down here.
Yeah, right.
It's a bad environment to raise a baby in.
Better place.
Man, I shouldn't even say this, but I'm somewhat kind of glad that they're killing babies in abortion clinics. You know why? Because they go straight to heaven.
Right.
See, what is no law, sin's not imputed. They're completely innocent. Even though they're being slaughtered, even though they're being murdered in the womb, straight to heaven. And you know what? There's going to be a nation one day that's going to give account to God. It's got blood on its hands.
Yes.
I'm more concerned about that nation that's condoning. Right now, we've got the most bloodthirsty government I've ever seen in my life. And I don't know how it's going to go. I just know one thing, God's still on the throne, and He done declared the end from the beginning. It's going to go according to His word, and I know, amen, He's going to make the wrongs right. And I'll tell you right now, but He's going to bring every work into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil, amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14. But if Jesus found some smoldering faith in John Baptist, And as much as I had to stir that burn pile yesterday to get it all burned up, faith's like that. We need to be stirred. We need to be reminded who we are, where we're going, and what's going to be like when we get there. Amen. And listen, as bad as dying faith and smoldering faith is, here's one even worse. He found a lack of faith in those Pharisees and lawyers in verse 24 through verse 30. Man, I'm telling you, they didn't want anything. Verse 30 said, "But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of Him." You know, there's a lot of people down here that are rejecting.
Amen.
Bless you, Brother James, back there. Amen, brother. I agree with that. There's a lot of people down here that are rejecting the Bible. They're rejecting the gospel. They're rejecting getting saved. They think they're going to be all right. They need to talk to me. They're not going to be all right. I want you to know all the sin and come short of the glory of God. Amen. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. All our love, all our sin, all are going to be judged. All should be saved. But those that aren't saved are going to find a terrible predicament. Because they're going to stand before Him guilty of sin.
That's right.
Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. I want you to know you're either going to stand before God saved or you're going to stand before God lost. Mm-hmm. But every one of us is going to stand before God.
Yes, right.
Hebrews 9:27, as it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment, there ain't no getting out of this mess. Best thing you can do is do like old Brother Eddie did. Just come up here and plead mercy. I told God I was guilty. I asked God for mercy, and I want you to know oceans of mercy. What I'm telling you was available to anybody that wanted it. He turns no one away. He said, all that come to me, I have no wise turn them away. And listen, no matter what you've done, that woman, she was a great sinner. But she found a great Savior, Brother Jerry.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Listen, best thing you can do is get it fixed. I got mine fixed April 27th, 1988. I kind of wished I could go through it again. My pastor said, you let it go somewhere else. We want to do it here one time. Amen. And he found a lack of faith in these Pharisees, these lawyers. They rejected the counsel of God. And listen, you're never going to have faith apart from the Word of God. Romans 10:17. Now faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We're breeding these rejectors in our school systems today. And listen, there's no fear of God before their eyes. They don't like to retain God in their knowledge. But wouldn't it be great if the first goal of the school system would be to give them to Jesus?
Amen.
Can you imagine what a graduating class that'd be?
Yeah.
Star?
Amen.
They all graduated with honors.
That's right.
I never did ever make good grades down here, but I got saved. I got A+ on that. Amen.
Amen.
Most of my teachers, Carolyn, they passed me because they didn't want to see me another year. I mean, they had 1 year was enough. Yeah. They passed me. I mean, they put my grades on my grade card and they still said, send him on next grade. They didn't want no more. I was a headache. She couldn't teach because of me. Most of my teachers was women. And I knew all my principal personally. We spent a lot of time in there. He said, Debbie Angels, hold on, boy. And you know, I have to admit, I'm glad I got saved. But if the goal of our school was to teach children about the love of God and give them to Jesus, can you imagine what a generation we'd have?
Amen.
Oh my.
Thank you.
I would to God they would.
Yes, it would.
But I know they're not, but I wish they would. Now, it used to be that way. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, last point here. He found saving faith in this woman. And this woman, she is not ashamed of Jesus. And you know what? You better not be neither.
That's right.
Jesus said, whosoever is ashamed of me, He said, I'll be ashamed of them when He comes back.
Yes, sir.
We get put on the spot all the time, don't we, brother?
Amen, brother.
I lugged him around like an old hound dog. I'll get him in trouble. He'll get me in trouble. But we have, in an effort, really, to witness to people, We've been put on the spot more than once. I've turned to him, he's turned to me. He'll try to get back up there, you know. But you know what? If you're not ashamed of Jesus,
amen, brother,
you'll get put on the spot.
That's right.
Exactly.
You're right.
Amen.
You're right.
And this woman, Carolyn, she wasn't ashamed of Jesus. Man, she just had to get to Jesus.
That's
I've
right.
had a few of them moments, you know what I mean? Where you just had to get to the Lord.
That's right.
You know what?
Yes.
You just couldn't wait. It was bigger than you.
Amen, brother.
I remember one time, Sarah, granddaughter, the youngest one, she was real little. And we still have temporary custody. I mean, we get her like 3 days a week, and her dad gets her 3 days a week. We had my daughter's custody. And my wife was leaving with him. She is young, you know. And you love when they're young. And they get a little older, I mean, I have to admit, you know, you kind of got put up a little bit. And she's 17 now, you know what I mean? But back then, she was like 6, something like that, you know, tender, little tender quiet. And my wife was leaving with her. And I was convinced that he's gone. So I went back in our bathroom. I shut the door. And I had no sooner sit down, Brother Jason. I mean, I just sit back. Pop, you in there? Yeah, honey, I'm in there. I'm sitting there thinking, we got 2 bathrooms. Come on. And, you know, when they're young, I get the real impatient.
Yeah.
And Star, Rick Larry just, how much longer are you going to be, Pop? I said, honey, I just got in there. Probably a minute or 2. You know, at that age, I ain't got no patience at all. She's not throwing that door again. I got a little bit in the flesh. I do it now, man. It's rare. But I did. I got in the flesh. I pulled my pants up. I went and opened that door, and when I did, Tammy, the 2 little bony arms went up and went around my neck. And she hugged me and kissed me. And she said, Pop, I just wanted to give you a kiss and hug before I went back. And she takes off, and I run to the bedroom in there. And I fall on the bed. I can't get a word out, Sarah. I can't get a word out. I'm just weeping. When I finally got where I could talk, all I could say was, thank you, Lord. I mean, I didn't see that coming, you know what I mean?
That's right.
But, oh, boy, I sure was glad I could figure out what was coming. Right. I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, what the heck? We got 2 bathrooms. Come on. It's worth it, Jason.
Amen.
I spent about an hour in there just weeping.
Amen.
You can't put a price on those kind of blessings. I don't know what I'm talking about back there.
Priceless.
I'll take him any day of the week. I'll take him 24 hours a day. I just didn't know what it was.
Amen.
I'm just sitting there thinking, you know, earthly, carnal thoughts like, come on, use out the bathroom, you know. I didn't know she wanted to give her papa a hug and a kiss. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Man, what kind of price can you put on that?
Bless you, Lord.
Oh, man, that was a monumental moment, Mitchell. Whew. That's one of them you can't never forget.
That's right.
But this woman, she wasn't ashamed of Jesus. She came in weeping. She came in worshiping. She came in wanting. And buddy, she got what she was wanting. She got forgiveness for her sins. She got commanded of her actions, and she returned. You know what he said there in verse 50? He said, go in peace.
That's right.
I was going home one time, Brother Mitchell, had a bad day at work, and I kind of thought, you know what, should have been that bad, and I'm having a little pity party. You know,
right.
Y'all have him, surely.
Oh, yeah.
I'm down there, I know, like, Lord,
amen.
Why did it have to be like it was today at work? I had to put up with so-and-so or something. Anyways, I'm driving home. I'm crossing the railroad tracks right there on the bypass. I just come from Arden. I just took a right across the railroad tracks.
Yep.
And I'm listening to JCR. And on WJCR, a woman calls in. She's live on the radio. She calls in, Phyllis. Here's what she said. She said, I'm a millionaire many times over. And she said, I'll give every penny of it right now for one night's peace. Mm. Then I realized, Brother Ed, just how blessed I was.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
I realized how rich I was.
Yes.
The Lord told her, Sarah, he said, go in peace.
Right.
She wasn't in peace when she came. But when she left.
Amen.
You can't go to Walmart and get peace. I don't know what I'm saying. It ain't like I can say, Brother Donnie, if you got about a cup of peace, I can borrow. Woo! Yeah, man, Brother James.
Yeah,
that's right.
He told her, he said, go in peace. She's been going in that peace, Brother Jerry. And I've been going in that peace.
Amen.
We've all been going in that peace.
Amen.
He's the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
Hey, he's got dump truck loads of it. But the Bible says there's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked.
That's right.
Now them Pharisees, they had their righteous indignation, their self-righteous. They put her down. She done what we need to get.
Right.
Yeah. She wasn't ashamed of it.
Amen.
Hey, she come weeping. She come worshiping. Say her back there weeping right now. And hey, she come wanting something
that's
from the
right.
Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord said, not only did you have what you want, but he said your faith has saved you. He said, go in peace, daughter.
That's right.
Woo!
Give him what you need.
Man, oh man, oh man. You know, all these government stimulus checks ain't like this. I'm telling you right now. Hallelujah. Nothing bless Jesus is all you need.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Nothing bless Him is enough.
Jesus.
I'm just telling you, I've been trying to improve Him. He said, try me, improve me. And I didn't find out He will.
Amen.
I've been to 1 month of being retired. I have to admit, at the first, I was a little bit optimistic. But I've been found out. I'm not spending as much money now running to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I don't need as much money now. And I found out that He's got me right where I need to be.
Amen.
That's right.
Exactly.
Gives you what
and
you need.
I ain't got more than I need, but I got enough.
Right.
Man, my wife tells me to go get something out and cook it. James, I'm trying to find it. Got so much in the cabinet. You know what I mean?
Amen.
And I've got peace to go along with
it. Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, glory to God. He said, go in peace. Your faith has saved you. And them others look like a calf looking at a new gate like, why in the world didn't we get what she got? I tell you what,
right.
She came the right way.
Yeah, that's right.
She came in humility. She came in honesty. And I tell you what, she showed her heart to the Lord.
Yeah.
He didn't break her heart. He didn't crush her heart. He granted her heart's desire.
Amen.
And He said, go in peace, daughter.
Amen.
You know, some of you, y'all have listened to this message today, and maybe some of it was kind of personal. Maybe you got some of that smoldering faith. Maybe you got some of that dying faith.
Yeah.
Maybe you got that great faith. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You got it. Hey, let it. Nose it abroad. Amen. Because I'll tell you what, there's a devil said, right now I believe in faith. The Lord said when He returned, would He find faith on the earth?
That's right.
I don't believe there's no overflowing flood of faith right now. I believe it's a small amount. And I tell you right now, I believe we need to see more of it. I think where it's going to go, you're not going to make it too far without faith.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Well, we've got to shut up. I done feeling it's getting stirred up again like that fire, and I don't want to go too much farther, preach long enough. Father, we thank You for the message today. And Lord, I know You're looking for faith. And I pray, Father God, when You look down upon us, the Lord, You'll find in our heart the faith, Lord, that You require for one to be saved, and the faith, Lord, that You're looking for that'll cause people to follow You all the way. And Lord, we pray, Lord, if there's one here today lacking in faith, I pray, Lord God, You'd help them here today.
Yes.
Help them, Lord, to leave with peace, to leave with faith, to leave with Your blessings. In Jesus' name we ask it. And Lord, thank You for those that heard this message by way of the internet, by way of the Facebook live stream. Father, we're thankful to be able to give this message on faith that people might hear, might believe, might be drawn to You, and finding You, Lord, they don't have to go no further than You. And Lord, in all these things, Your blessed will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask everybody to stand. And Brother Jerry, you don't mind, brother, sing one verse of invitational hymn. If you need to come forward, right now is your opportunity. If you don't need to come forward, that's between you and the Lord. That ain't got a thing to do with me and you. But if you do need to come forward, I'll tell you right now, old brother Andy, I'll pray with you. Yeah. I'll encourage you. And I'll help you all that I can.